Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The final hour of the program is now here. I'm Fred. That's Blake. We got the two-man weave going on in the Pimp Cup, as the one, the only Ross Lubinsky is behind the glass on the one, twos, and threes. And the newest member of the team, Mr. Jet Nelson, is back there as well, learning as we go along. So what a show it's been. Grant Asseth was on earlier. Make sure you go to Fan After Dark on the Odyssey app. Download 105 Through the Fan if you don't, or just select it as your favorite station if you haven't already, and then you have the entire catalog of shows at your disposal. So make sure you get on there and like it, follow it, share it with your friends, your family, and anybody else who just enjoys good sports talk radio. We just did the Blake It or Leave It, new style of the Blake It or Leave It. We are fans of the newest rendition. Stop me if you've heard this before. Did Florida just score again? Yes, they did. They are officially taking Edmonton to the woodshed 6-1 with 3 minutes and 50 seconds left to go in the ballgame.
Well, I think it's safe to say that the Dallas Stars would have not fared well in the series.
Of course, who knows? I mean, if they'd have beaten Edmonton, maybe we'd feel differently. Maybe we'd feel some type of way. Maybe if Miko, you know, wasn't exhausted or beaten down or whatever the hell was wrong with him when he was 0-for, essentially, and the entire offensive crew for your Dallas Stars. But we digress. So it's 6-1. Florida about to take a 2-1 lead over Edmonton in the Stanley Cup Finals. And, of course, the NBA Finals, all knotted up at one. Halliburton obviously was the story of the series with Game 1, with his clutch game winner there. And, of course, then SGA and the entire Oklahoma City team handled their business in Game 2. I'll give Indiana credit. They did make the game competitive at times, certainly in the third and fourth quarter at times. But every time it seemed like they got to within striking distance, or at least within, you know, respectability, Oklahoma City said, let's go ahead and put this to rest. We're not going to let these guys come back again like we did in Game 1. So they put that series on ice, or at least put Game 2 on ice. So we'll see. Game 3, not until, what, Wednesday? And so they're doing the whole two-game, or the two-day break in between each game. So we will see Game 3 of the series on Wednesday. And then, of course, as far as news is concerned, again, you have no Rangers today. That's why we're on. You've got your Texas Rangers sitting at, what, 31-35 on the season. The pitching continues to look great. Hitting, it's still a work in progress. I don't know, Blake, are we convinced that this team can get hot? Because you need like a 7-3 kind of an 8-2 type run if this team is going to do what we think it can do, or at the very least try to get back to within contention before this thing gets too far gone as far as either the Mariners or the Astros are concerned.
I got you right now. I'm going to spark some optimism into every Texas Rangers fan that's still listening at 10:05 on a Monday night. I know there's a bunch of you guys. So this month of baseball is going to be the best month of baseball for the Texas Rangers. I'm declaring it right now. Coming up, for the rest of this month, you have a very winnable schedule for the remainder of June. You want me to read out some of the teams you're playing? Minnesota Twins, 3 games. Winnable?
I mean, you mean the series is winnable?
Yeah. I think it is.
I don't know, man. I mean, but I would have there's a lot of series that we thought were winnable. I mean,
we're going to win that series. On to the next one, Chicago White Sox. Winnable?
No. I said that once before, but we saw that.
After that, Kansas City Royals. Winnable. After that, Pittsburgh Pirates.
That's winnable.
After that, Baltimore Orioles.
Who are only 12 games under 500. They've won 7 out of the last 10.
And then after that, Seattle. So I would say this is the easiest part of your schedule is going to be all year. You had a very tough start to the schedule with the division opponents, the Dodgers, Yankees. You've got probably the toughest opponent, Minnesota and Kansas City.
I mean, here's the deal. Minnesota's second in the American League Central. They're at 35-30. The Royals are 34-32.
You're playing a bunch of teams hovering. You're not playing anybody that's 15 games ahead in their division.
Well, no. I mean,
play Pittsburgh,
also,
Baltimore,
you're also
Seattle.
Only 65 games into the season, or 66, I guess.
This is the easiest part of your schedule all year.
I mean, I think it's too... I mean, look, when you throw in the Orioles and the White Sox, yes, you have two of the worst teams in baseball.
And Pittsburgh.
And Pittsburgh, that's right. Pittsburgh's terrible, too.
Pittsburgh versus the Rangers is going to be a total of like 3 runs scored for the series combined for both teams.
Oh, by the way, I mean, but on the flip side of that, I mean, you're only 4 games better than the Mariners right now. Or excuse me, you're only 4 games better than Pittsburgh.
I think this month, how many games is this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 games. I think the Rangers go 13-7.
If you go 13-7 in that time, that puts you at 44-42. That puts you at 2 games above 500. And I mean, you know, ain't no telling what you know we're going to see out of the Astros and Astros and Mariners during that time. Look, I agree with you. I'm not going to call it the easiest stretch by any means because. You haven't proven that you can beat the teams you're supposed to. Like that, if there's anything that we've taken away from this Ranger team is like, look, we know the pitching should be good during these 20 games. We feel comfortable in that. But I guess to your point is like, you know, do we think that the, you know, I mean, are you convinced if Paul Skeens comes up, you comfortable about that? I'm not.
No, the great thing about Paul Skeens is that over his last 7 starts, he's got a 1.12 ERA, but only 1 win in those 7 starts. So he's got... You think the Rangers got no offensive help? Neither does Paul Skeens. So those games are going to be 1-0.
So that may be a 15-inning, 1-0 game before it's all said and done. You know,
Jacob DeGrom versus Skeens is going to be.
It'll be the greatest 0-0 game in the history of baseball at the rate it's going. So
another fight.
No, look, Edmonton's just tired of getting their ass beat.
Just like,
I mean, seriously.
Fight.
I mean, it's not even empty. They're not even empty netting it either. I mean, they're just, I mean, look, they're, I mean, the game's over and they're fighting. That's how pissed off they are from that ass whooping they just took.
I don't know. Are you allowed to fight after the game? Because the ref is, you know, usually they let them fight. They are going out.
I mean, dude, number 90's fighting 2 people right now. He literally got Perry. Swung off of hitting one guy and then went ahead and got swung into another dude and decided to punch him in the throat. So, I mean, I'm here for it. Another guy just hit the other guy's stick. Yeah, it's getting chippy.
Oh wow.
Number 90 with the stick to the back of the leg.
Not even paying attention.
Doesn't care.
He said, no, I want to scrap.
Yeah. I got your power play. I mean, just anybody and everybody that wants to smoke, Perry is here for it.
He's still going.
Doesn't have his helmet on, yelling at the referee, pushing his own guy out of the way. Like, Perry is
upset. I think we know how game 3
is
going to start.
Oh, it's going to be, somebody's getting punched in the mouth before the puck even drops.
Just sprints at somebody.
I love it.
Speaking of getting punched in the mouth, that's exactly what the Oklahoma City Thunder did to the Indiana Pacers. I, and as long as many other people, not taking huge credit for this, expected a blowout, called it on Saturday, said the Pacers will get blown out by the Thunder.
Yeah.
They beat them in game 1, game 2's at home, SGA's the MVP, they're going to put up a great game. And this game, you saw the discrepancy of the poorest 3-point shooting by the Pacers, because they've been, funny enough, I didn't even realize, they're the best 3-point shooting team in the playoffs, like 43%, something like that. Pacers have been phenomenal. Obviously, in game 2, they did not shoot the 3-ball well. But I think the bigger talking point is Tyrese Halliburton in the first 3 quarters of both games. Like, I think he has like 12 points total.
Yeah.
He's doing all of his work in the fourth. And it's the finals now. I'll say two parts. One on Rick Carlisle. I need Halley's minutes extended. Do you know he has not played 40 minutes in any game in these playoffs, excluding overtime games? Not once has he played over 40 minutes. Now, obviously they got here with him doing that. Maybe that's why his legs are so fresh and he has all these clutch moments.
Yeah.
But we're in the NBA Finals. No reason to save the legs. Halliburton's minutes should not, it shouldn't be 8 minutes. We're in 6 minutes in a quarter and he's sitting on the bench. Especially if we're losing. If we're up by 15, cool. If we're losing, I was watching the game last night. I'm watching, what's homeboy's name with the mustache? Oh my gosh. It's
who,
Ben,
McConnell?
No, Ben. Ben Shepherd. I'm watching Ben Shepherd.
Yeah.
Cool kid, but this is not his moment. Scared to be out there. I need Tyrese Halliburton clocking 42, 43 minutes in this game. So what was your take on the unassertiveness from Tyrese Halliburton, the not putting a team on his back? Nobody on the Pacers have scored over 20 in the series.
I mean, it's hard to criticize. Nobody had Indiana getting to the finals.
Nope.
Okay? Like, let's be real. Nobody. To your point, do you tinker with the lineup a little bit more in the finals? Because it's like, look, we need to play our best guys a little bit more because if we're going to try to win this thing. But at the same time,
like Rick Carlisle's still going like 11 deep.
That's his thing, right? I mean,
but his 11 isn't as good as Oklahoma City's 11.
Like, look, I don't
Oklahoma
disagree.
City's 11 is Aaron Wiggins dropping 20 off the bench.
But I also believe, too, look, Rick Carlisle knew they weren't winning game two.
Yeah, I'm sure pulled the guys with 4 or 5 minutes.
I think that's what Rick Carlisle, this is now, what, a four-game series, whatever they call it, right? So, you know, best three out of four.
Did you hear his comment? He's talking about SGA, and we've heard similar comments in this realm.
Best of five, as I was. It's best of five series.
He goes, you can go ahead and, like, pencil in SGA for 34 points for you. They even get off the plane.
Yeah.
And, yes, I think we can say that, but I don't love – and I love Rick Carlisle. This is not a slight at him. But I just don't love that being said by my, if I was on the Pacers team, like, no, let's stop him. We can stop him. It is possible. He's not superhuman where 34 points is up there before we even play. We can play good defense and not allow him to score 34.
Well,
it's not predetermined.
I don't think it's as much a shot at his defense as it is
praising him.
Yeah. I think it's A, he's praising him. B, letting the NBA and you know, the folks that call the officials know. All right. I mean, look, Rick Carlisle, I mean, and that's what he does, though. Like, that's his. I mean, look, he was calling out Precious, for God's sake.
We still haven't seen Precious Achiuwa.
Look, nobody's better at the mental warfare than Jim Carrey, a.k.a. Rick Carlisle. All right? I mean, we talked about, you know, we did a segment a week or two ago where you said, you know, who are some players that, you know, are getting some love or we're starting to give them a little bit more love. And flowers, so to speak, these playoff series. Maybe we're finally starting to put some respect on Rick Carlisle's name, finally.
Yeah, kind of a forgotten name.
You know, I mean, Rick Carlisle is a dog as a coach, right? I mean, the one thing you could say about the Indiana Pacers and the Dallas Mavericks when he was here, all right, his teams are going to compete.
So what do you think about, did game two tell you anything about the rest of the series? No. Or just as expected?
No,
I have Pacers in seven.
Unfortunately.
I made my pick on Saturday.
Look, I would love for the Pacers to win.
I would love to. My hate watch for game one, I was screaming.
Because here's the thing. You're not beating. You're not going to beat Oklahoma City at their place in a game seven. I just don't see it happening.
I think if it gets to a game seven at that point, Oklahoma City has collapsed. And I think the Pacers aura and comebackness and underdog mentality, I think if it gets to a game seven, I hear you on the plane at home, but I disagree. I think if it gets to game seven, the Pacers win the series. I think game six is game seven.
My thing, though, is that Oklahoma City's already beaten Denver in game seven, right?
But and also, now, they've already split. They've already lost home court advantage by losing game one.
Yeah, they did that. They lost that to Denver, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not worried about it. The thing that's impressed me about Oklahoma City, and this is something that our boy Chris Arnold talks about all the time, is they're taking their lumps. Uh-huh. And they don't really, I mean, who's the veteran guy on that team? Who's like the old dog? Caruso?
Caruso, who dropped Caruso, 20.
Who's got a ring, by the way, which we forgot, which, you know, one in the bubble.
Shout out to all Caruso, right? And Aaron Wiggins outscoring every player from the Pacers in game two, both with 20.
And they just, I mean, look, Hartenstein's been a monster.
Right. And you know what's funny is their number two and three haven't been great, but almost every other role player has. Yeah, like Chet and Jalen have been kind of just like they have their moments. Like Jalen, I think, had like 18 or 19 at some point in the third quarter. I'm like, okay, it was a quiet 18 or 19, and Chet had like 12. I think he had like 9 in the first quarter. But for the most part, they're not like changing the landscape of how a quarter's played. Like I feel like Caruso, Wiggins, and even like Kenrich Williams when he came. Like I feel like they changed the outcome of how scenarios were playing more than those two. And SGA has been phenomenal the whole finals. For the Pacers, if Tyrese Halliburton isn't going to force shots, I don't know what they do. Because his percentages are still fine. He's not shooting the ball.
He's not shooting the ball a lot.
Seven shots in the first three quarters of the game. You can't do that when you're down 25, having seven shots total through three quarters.
What's our boy number 23? For Nesmith?
Neesmith? Aaron Neesmith. He'll come in and light it up.
Look, he don't care. He's unconscious when it comes to shooting threes. I love that kid.
Nembhard's getting a lot of love.
Nembhard's getting a lot of love. Look, this team rises and falls with Siakam and Halliburton.
And Siakam hasn't been great in these finals.
For as great as he was in the Eastern Conference Finals, he has not looked good. Guess what though? That's what makes this Pacers team dangerous is the fact that you do go 10 deep. You did have Nesmith go off in game one, right? And then you haven't had your best out of Siakam. Your boy Halliburton decided to turn it on in the fourth quarter. And it's 1-1. Like, again.
And we're going back home.
You did what you stole a game, all right?
The Pacers do have to play a different. They got to turn it up a notch. I feel like Oklahoma City, as much as I love to hate on them and hate on SGA and hate on Lu Dort, their defense has been swarming. Like, it looks like the Pacers are sweating bullets just to get the ball in the paint.
Except for that last possession against Halliburton.
Game one. Other than that, but I'm saying for 96 minutes, it's been Thunder defense swarming and hella turnovers from the Indiana Pacers. They don't have an opinion. They don't have an option to score another way.
But you're right, though, as far as they haven't shot the ball well either. I mean, they've had a lot.
I got Pacers in seven.
I'm gonna say Thunder in seven. I am. I mean, look, I've been wrong so many times that I'm gonna go ahead and just take the layup on this one, pun intended, and I'm gonna go Thunder in seven.
Take the free throw on this one, SGA coded.
I am gonna take the free throw on this one because again, I had Lakers and Celtics in the championship, and neither got out of the second round. And in the Lakers' case, didn't get out of the first. All right, coming up next, top five worst movie endings of all time, or top five movie endings we personally did not like. I've got four. I need one more. What are yours? We'll decide next. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
877-881-1053. That is the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Chime in. Here we go. Top five list at 10:20. You guys know how we do each, well, whenever we're on at this point, okay, because of the Ranger season. 31-35, your Texas Rangers. 5.5 games out of first place in AL West, and the Houston Astros, who are, you know, this isn't your father's Houston Astros, but in a familiar place in the AL West in first place.
Can I read a text?
Read one.
I'm gonna do my best Gavin Dawson impression of him going off.
Yeah,
on
buddy. You see me, bear me. I heard that story today. It was great.
I feel like Dawson, as much as he is literally himself, it feels like at some points he's pressing like a soundboard, and when he says quotes that he says, they just sound like almost automated. Someone said Blake is a blanking bee.
That seems pretty harsh.
The other station we don't like forever because of that blank ass whey voice, W-H-E-Y, like whey.
Yeah.
Protein.
Huh.
Little B is a whiny bee of a man. He is in his 20s, so it gives him some excuse. But imagine this BS homie when he's 56, crybaby AB.
You talking about you?
Yeah. So I responded. I said, wait.
Man, what a rant.
I know. At 9:51 on a Monday.
Seriously.
I said, way voice, ? So my voice got protein. Yeah. Appreciate it, homie.
Yeah.
He said, go blank yourself, B. Back up a doorknob, you blanking blank blank. Blank wow. You. Okay, blanking blank wad. I know where you are, and I'm going to meet you when you least expect it. You blank with the wrong homie blank.
Are you sick? Like, is it? I haven't checked the text message. Yeah. Like, is that a real text?
That's a real text.
Dude, who did you piss off?
I don't know.
I haven't read a text since the first hour of the show, so let me... I'm a little ways down on the on the old texting list.
I guess my sports takes are that polar. Maybe it was the list. Maybe it was the Father's Day list. He didn't like it.
Let's see. Hold on. Let's see. Illegal names.
Going back. Yeah, just scroll to the top. I think it's one of the last messages.
Let's see. Avion Flux.
Yeah, it is the last.
Kill Bill were the worst last movies I've ever seen. Okay.
Do you see it?
Wow. Okay. Was
I
lying?
I had to bleep a lot.
Man, that is a lot of bleeping.
What do we think this person's doing today?
Having a really bad day. I can tell you that much.
I'm just looking at Fred's face as he's reading it, and you realize I was not making that up.
Well, I mean, I don't understand.
I don't know. I don't know what I said.
I mean, this is somebody that knows you, I feel like. What? 406? Where's that from?
I don't know.
406. Let's
couldn't
see
even tell you.
I type it in the phone. It's like my friend. Imagine.
406. There you go. Psych. Love you, bro. That's somebody from Montana.
Okay.
Okay. So
I know nobody from Montana.
I mean, what? That's a strong take that he's got. Yeah. And a lot of F words.
Whatever.
That he threw in there. From the 806, damn, that person has some issues. Wow.
To put it lightly.
I mean, I was going to say, that's saying.
I mean, I get it if we're going in a back and forth and I'm calling you names, which I would never really do. But if we were going back and forth and I'm saying chastising things, all I said was my voice has whey protein.
I'm trying to think what you said in today's show that would even warrant that kind of response. Yeah. To where...
I thought I did a good job of diffusing when I said the whey protein. So my voice has protein in it. I thought that was funny because he obviously mispronounced. I think he was trying to say something different than whey.
Go bleep yourself, B. Back up a doorknob. Haven't heard that one before.
Back up? Is that he saying get a backup doorknob?
Yeah.
He's got to get through some.
Is he suggesting you get sodomized by a doorknob? Is that what he's going with here?
I think he's more referring to I should have my door locked.
He absolutely is because he called you a queer bait. Yeah. So, back up a doorknob, you bleeping queer bait.
Yeah.
Bleep you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're giving him too much power. You should have just dogs lie.
You know what? I think sometimes, though, you do have to wonder what on God's green earth infuriates somebody to the point where they're going this... another gentleman. I am originally from Montana. We are not... all like that. I'm sorry. No, I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
Well,
you and I have worked together for 7-8 months now. I don't know that any of us have said anything that raises to the level of that kind of response.
Well, guys, if this guy takes me out and I don't back pulls up the door now.
We've got security downstairs. I feel pretty comfortable with the security we have here. Now, our boy James apparently got moved to another building, as the story goes, so we won't have him to protect us, but I do feel comfortable enough that, God forbid, if this person does decide, from the 469, dude needs a hug.
Yeah.
So there
you
go.
Well, the unfortunate part for him that he doesn't realize, I've got two ferocious cats that will
for
take
now.
That will. You're so funny. That will take care of anything at the front door. So I can sleep like a baby.
I don't think he's following you to the crib.
Oh, he can try. My car's pretty fast. He can try.
Plus, he's got to get past that floppy gate.
Yeah, he does.
Got to get past the floppy gate. I'm not convinced he will.
Gated community.
It is a gated community. 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053.
If you want to save your hatred.
If you are as angry and have as much vitriol towards either one of us on the program as this gentleman does, please let us know. Please let us know. I would like to think you don't, though. I would like to think you don't. We've gotten some angry texts, but nothing quite. I'd like to think he's joking, but I don't know if he is.
I don't know. And usually if we do get someone that's maybe that vitriolic, is if we're going back and forth for a while and maybe we're exchanging takes or whatever. I mean, he sent that off the rip.
Yeah, he did.
And then I just said the whey protein joke.
From the 214, no, seriously, dude needs Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus can fix that.
Just don't name your kid that.
Don't name him afterwards. Jesus Christ.
Or Nutella. Or you can name him Jesus. Yeah. Not Jesus Christ.
Or Nutella.
Just not Jesus Christ. Okay, from the 817, I like it. All right, top five movie endings that we either didn't like or didn't agree with. I'll kick it off. Number five, Interstellar. How did I know that? Okay.
Wow.
That's right. Yeah, you heard me. Yeah, I'm kicking off. Yeah, we're coming off. I'll tell you what. Back up to a doorknob, Interstellar, okay? Because that's how I feel about that movie, all right? 2.5, 3 hours, however long that movie was, of my life, I'll never get back. I'll take on all comers, whether it's you two. I don't know how Jet feels about the movie. I'll fight my son about this. I don't care.
Can you just cut out the part we said about this and just, I'll fight my son?
He knows.
Future cut.
Zave knows. My boy Zavey Zave. But yeah, okay movie. Okay.
Vehemently disagree.
Ending? Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, my God.
No, please defend it, Ross, because you can probably do a better job than me.
His daughter's older now. Whoa.
Ross, defend the movie for me.
There's nothing to defend. I don't care. I don't care
I don't care
what Ross says. You know the only person that can defend that movie? The only person. There's two people that can defend that movie. Matthew McConaughey or Chris Nolan. Until we get either one of them on the show, the movie sucks. Next.
Ross, what would you say in response to that? I've already had an Interstellar argument with him in multiple shows.
Like, when I think of, like, what cinema can be, I think of Interstellar.
Oh, aesthetically, great movie. Great movie.
I'm not talking aesthetic.
No, the storyline is oh, my God, getting a spaceship and bring us back in time so the world doesn't end. Oh, awful.
Get out of my face.
Wow, what a terrible take from the 817. The only movie that belongs on the list is Top Gun Maverick. Phenomenal movie. Phenomenal movie.
Wow.
My number five, and I will say Blake's memory when it comes to movies, very bad. So I did.
Yet this was his idea to do this segment.
I do want to be transparent with the Tolos.
So there'll be a lot of very basic takes.
No, that's not what I said.
Yes.
I looked up the summary of the movie.
Okay.
Just to make sure I'm quoting the right thing. Yeah.
By the way, this is going to be a two-part segment as well because we're already at 10:34.
Number five for me, Avengers Endgame.
I think I'm with. Is that the one with Thanos?
Or this is where Iron Man, Tony Stark, snaps his fingers. Right?
You know what?
Right? He snaps his
fingers. Is that where everybody turns to dust?
Everyone turns to dust.
You're talking about Infinity War then.
Am I? Which one is it where Thanos dies?
Infinity War. No, that would be Endgame.
Endgame, yeah.
Infinity War ends with the snap.
Maybe it's Infinity War.
Endgame ends with
Thanos winning,
wrapping up the MCU. No,
which one is it where Thanos is like sitting on a farm and it's just life is good and half the world snapped in half?
Infinity War.
Maybe that's the one I don't like.
Oh man, I loved it. I actually think I prefer that to Endgame.
Mm. I haven't really liked the endings to either.
I think they all suck. So.
Whoa, I didn't say that.
Now. Yeah, no, that's me. I can say it. All right.
No honorable mentions.
So some Infinity War, whatever the hell he just came up with. All right, number five.
I just know I can never watch a movie with Fred Davis. My God. My number five is a movie called Savages. And this is a movie that you may know what I'm talking about, Fred.
Is this with
Blake Lively, I think Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Isn't our girls what's the busty Latina?
Salma Hayek.
Ayo!
This guy on the fan cam said the if you don't have a fan cam on, you're missing this. So this guy
you
is
are
just
missing
describing.
Out.
He said, who's the yeah, y'all know. Busty Latina.
But basically.
Ross, no time. Salma Hayek.
And
he didn't miss a beat.
Not a beat.
He didn't miss a beat. Savages is terrible. Thank you.
I'm just going to go ahead and spoil it because I hope no one sees it. So basically, I'm saving you. The whole plot is that the main characters are drug dealers, right?
Yes.
And they try and make a deal to...
Is Michael Fassbender in that too? Am I thinking of the same movie?
I don't think so.
I might be thinking of something different. Anyways,
so these drug dealers, they try and make a deal with the drug lord and, like, you know, get out of the business, right? Well, the movie supposedly ends with the protagonist getting killed because a drug deal or whatever goes awry. So, shocker alert, they basically just after all that happened, they were like, oh, that's how it could have gone down. And then they did the reverse rewind and come back and play how it actually played out. That was the first time I'd experienced it was all a dream or it was all like theoretical. And I couldn't believe I'm still pissed off just thinking about it.
The Counselor is the movie I was thinking of.
Okay.
But either way. But Savages, it's been a while since I've seen it, but I just don't. All right, number four. Snake Draft.
Snake Draft, question mark?
You already know.
Blake, you pretty much already said this, but a different franchise. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 1.
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about. So
It's like the... It's the last Harry Potter book split into two movies, and they did the same thing as Infinity War. They gave it a straight cliffhanger ending, basically saying, you want to find out what happens next? You have to wait a year. So that was the first time I'd ever been exposed to, well, you're just going to have to wait a little while. And it's like, why? Why? So that's my number four.
Okay, let's go to break, and we will rifle through these. We are at the number four spot. Ross has given us two heaters. Blake has given Xfinity. I've already had a controversial take as well with my number five. What say the rest of you as we put a bow on this program?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Graham, don't go anywhere.
Let's start this segment off with some positivity from the 2-4. Wanted to send some positivity Blake and Fred's way. Great sports takes and humor. You and Fred are great. You bring so much needed laughter and insights into our crazy, overworked sports world. You guys, please keep doing your thing.
Somebody texted in.
Thank you for that nice message.
I'll tell you what a fantastic person. Thank you so much for your positivity. Let's see. Somebody did say, I don't like Fred because he doesn't read enough text messages, and I think he was joking about that, which he's not wrong. You know, I pick and choose my moments. I really do. I'm not going to lie about it.
It's okay. I always got the text line open for the most
part. No, you always do. That's why I kind of don't worry too much about it. I figure, you know, you've got it under control. From the 817, y'all having Jokic over SGA is absurd.
Really?
Granted, that was an hour ago.
Is that absurd?
From the 817, I've been busy, but dang youngins being clueless about Gatorade in a glass bottle.
What am I supposed to do?
Sheesh.
What am I supposed to do?
Let's see. So there you go. Okay, real quick, one other person. Our friend, this is somebody who, and I'll tell you what, maybe the angry guy that's got the, and you look, I don't know if he's from Montana or not, okay? He's got a Montana phone number. It could be a burner for all we know. This guy could be an app that he's texting this craziness on, okay? This could be a 14-year-old kid watching, you know, playing Call of Duty, talking smack to us.
He just got the audio message
on. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I'll show up. No, you won't. But we had our 972 guy who said some inflammatory things about Blake about a month or so ago.
More than a month ago.
I was going to say it was a while ago, right?
It was a while. It was probably like 3 months ago.
We took umbrage with it. We let him know. And see, that's the thing about our show is we will air out the negativity. from time to time.
Every once in a while. We don't like to give it too much light, but
not too much, but I you know, sometimes you guys need to see the other side.
Little Gavin Dawson.
Now, this guy who has since come around and still a Tolo, and dare I say, might even be a fatty at this point. Yeah. Okay? Because what did our boy from the 972 say? OMG. Now, he does enjoy a good exclamation point. Blake, that guy totally disrespected you with threats, and you blasted me and told me I live with my mom in the basement, along with some other rude comments, and you gave him a ton of airtime. Now, in fairness, 972, we gave you a ton of airtime, too.
We did.
Okay? We really, truly did. We literally, I mean, how do you know that we said you lived in your mom's basement? We talked about it, okay? So, turnabout's fair play. And I get nothing, so we did give it to you, all right?
This is
what's up? Treat him like you treated me, or is he black? Look at Fred getting deep in the chair. Ha ha. Where were you, Fred, when I needed you? You old crotchety bastard. Nice to have you dudes back.
I don't know.
That's a compliment sandwich.
I don't know the ethnicity of anybody texting.
Now, if he really is from Montana, I'm going to go out on a limb and say he's probably not.
Yeah. But we don't know.
Don't know. How many brothers do you think there are in Montana, if we had to guess? 100?
They got a basketball team?
Yeah, but they're not from in-state. Okay? My guess is they've probably recruited them from somewhere else. Just a hunch. Minnesota, maybe. Okay? Colorado. Yeah. California. Yeah. Just a hunch.
What is 2A? I've seen that a couple times.
Second Amendment?
I think...
That's nice. Okay, I get that then. That makes sense.
From the 817, I love short, fat people.
To fatty.
Totally directed at you.
I will say my favorite comments you guys make are when you make a deep cut. Like the Eric Mangini.
The Eric Mangini. Because
that's how I know that you're not, this isn't your first time listening.
No, you're
if you want to text in and show yourself you're a fatty, then you pull a deep cut. You know what the deepest cuts some people can do? If people really are not even a fatty, I'll just say a Tolo and have been listening to the station a while. If you knew when I first started, I used to have an intro I would say every time I came on the air.
Mm.
What was it? Fred doesn't even know.
I don't know.
Fred wasn't even working here when I did that.
No, I didn't.
Most people don't know.
No, I listened to you on the air. I'm not going to lie. I mean, when I was here a year ago.
Yeah. Most people either don't know or don't remember, which is fine.
Yeah.
I don't really need them to.
You going to bring it back on Thursday?
No. But if you want to call yourself a true Tolo, you've been locked in, like the Eric Mangini people.
Seriously.
And I used to say a quote. Right before I'd start every segment.
Somebody, let's see. Y'all see my theory about why Fred hates Interstellar? Great pull by that person. He said that Fred's just trying to get Chris Nolan or Matthew McConaughey.
Which isn't bad.
I mean, look, if that gets him on the show, we'll talk to either one of those guys.
Please.
We will talk to either Christopher Nolan or Matthew McConaughey.
I will cancel whatever I have going on that day.
100%. 100%. We'll clear a whole hour for him. Okay. And I don't think we know Tim wouldn't care. We might have to sell Gavin on the entire hour. Now, he'd be cool for a couple segments. We might have to sell him on the expressway
as well.
Boom. There you go. I love where your head's at. All right. Let's wrap this thing up. Number four for you. Wait, top five movies.
This is movies with the worst endings.
Or endings we just didn't like.
Yes. My number five was Avengers Endgame. My number four is going to be Bird Box. Now, this was...
Oh, what a great pull. What a stupid movie. I couldn't take my eyes off of it, though.
It was one of those you just want to see how it's going to end, and then it ends, they're just in a school, you don't see the creatures, they're just happy, the birds are chirping, and the movie's over.
The thing goes away. Now, the beginning of that movie was wild.
Because the beginning's crazy. People are like running into buildings, people are bleeding, running around, get inside the house. You don't know, as the viewer, you don't know what's going on.
And it was COVID time.
And
so we just needed something new.
And it was great. Remember when they have to go to the supermarket like blind and they're using like the GPS on the car? No, like it had a good little keep you hooked.
It absolutely
and
did.
And then the payoff was like, oh. They guide them with their eyes closed and they make it to the school.
Island or in the jungle. Wow. Oh my God.
But not a great payoff.
What a great pull by you. I completely forgot about that ignorant ass movie. Number four, The Departed for me. Okay.
That's a popular one.
And I don't hate the ending, but I didn't love the ending. How you gonna do my boy Martin Sheen like that? Okay, how you gonna do my boy Martin Sheen like that? How you gonna do my boy Leo like that? Huh? How you gonna do Anthony Anderson like that? That was a wild ending. Only Marky Mark was left standing. So sorry if I spoiled it for you. The movie's been out for 15 years. If you still haven't watched it by now, no hotel to tell you. All right, my number three, Harsh Times.
Someone said there's 12 black people in Montana.
There you go. I think we just heard from one of them. number three for me, Harsh Times, all-time goated movie, sad ending. But not terribly surprising either, but again, just a rough ending all the way around. That's a rough movie, though, for a lot of folks. A lot of people either love it or hate it. There's no in-between on that. So Harsh Times is my number three.
My number three, I'm going to go to a TV show for the first time. I actually just finished it in the last month or two. One of my favorite series of all time, The You series with Joe Goldberg. I'm not going to spoil it because it is still kind of fresh.
Oh, wow. You didn't like the ending.
I didn't love, like, literally the final episode, the last 10 minutes is all I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the season. Not talking about, like, I would still watch it again. Like, even season five, probably one of the best seasons I've seen in TV shows for me. But just how the series ends, how they wrap it up, because it is the final season. They have to finish off the characters, if you will. So I'm not going to spoil what happens, but... it's too fresh for me to really go too in deep with it in case people are trying to watch it.
By the way, we're getting close to Squid Game.
We are getting close to Squid Game. It's like 20 days away.
I'm pumped, dude.
But either way, just didn't love the ending of You.
Blake,
how did my boy Joe.
Sold me on Squid Game. I will give him credit for that. I was not big onto it, and then he convinced me to watch it, and I binged both the first two seasons.
Someone said, shut the blank up, Blake. Have a baby and get back and then have an opinion.
There you go. It's fair. I like that. I like that. All right. Somebody else said, not a movie, but Game of Thrones last season was awful. And I've heard that
fair.
A lot.
That's
never
fair.
Seen it, so I wouldn't know. All right. Number three.
Seven.
What?
Not that I disliked it.
You didn't.
It's just so shocking.
I love that.
Like, again, I tried to put my list together where it was a combination of endings that I was just like, I can't believe, like, that's how it ended. And man, am I PO that that's how it ended.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
Oh, that's a great. I mean, it's a great, but I love that you included that on your list.
Because it's such a good ending, but it's just so shocking. It really is.
Great movie. They don't make movies like Seven anymore.
No, they sure don't.
All right, number two.
My number two is... And I kind of struggle with one and two because I kind of feel like they could change. But I'm going to go with Star Wars Episode 3.
It's valid.
It's kind of the same thing as 7. It's by no means a bad ending, an ending I disliked. But it's just one of those where you're just like...
Keeps you wondering. Really?
Like, you're just like left just kind of like appalled. You're just like, what do I do with myself now that I finished watching that?
Yeah. No, it definitely is one of the great lists. So
God,
far.
Is it just me or the asbestos really starting to really show themselves here
Isn't
in this studio?
Isn't asbestos what they did in Wizard of Oz, what they did for the snow? They used asbestos?
I believe they did. I mean,
yeah,
like that,
I think so.
That movie killed half the crew.
Literally. Like, that's not exaggerated.
That's a true story. That's a true story.
Okay, my number two, I'm going to go with... Oh my gosh, like someone's...
I'm telling you, the asbestos is real.
I don't know if you guys can hear Fred absolutely hacking up a lung.
I'm not even hacking, I'm sneezing.
We kind of have to roll through
not
this.
Hacking.
My number two is Carry On, the Netflix Christmas movie that came out not too long ago. Movie that we all watched because it was streaming and it was popular. But if you watch the ending and how he just throws
Such
the guy in
ending.
The little gas chamber.
Such
and
a stupid
it
ending.
It ends. And the whole movie was really stupid.
I mean,
but,
come on.
But
bro.
Honestly, you had
Netflix.
To watch
you had
it.
Had to watch. It was Netflix. It was Christmas. Like, whatever.
But it was terrible.
It was Justin Bateman. Like, I get it. All right. My number two, before I sneeze all over myself, Shutter Island.
We've got to do this whole list in the next minute.
How do we feel about that? Anybody?
Shutter Island.
Terrible.
Kind of the same thing as Bird Box, where the movie has you hooked
and then the
ending
end,
is
like,
a letdown.
Really? WTF? Yeah. And then last, but certainly not least, and this might be another controversial take on me, surprise, surprise, The Town.
That is controversial. Stupid would not agree.
Ass movie. Great until the... Oh, Ben Affleck. He gets away with his girlfriend. Boom, 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 boom. Get out of my face.
My number one is going to be Pennywise, It Chapter 2. He's so scary the whole movie, and then all the kids have to do is bully him, and he shrinks into a puddle of water.
But that's the whole point, because he's a bully. All right.
My number one, Star Wars Episode 9.
A lot of nerd stuff for
but
me
But I will say,
a lot
just
of nerd
really
stuff
quickly, it's like Game of Thrones, Fred. It's just so bad that you just cannot believe it.
I've Shout never, out to Grant Assess for joining us. Shout out to the Tolos for being phenomenal tonight. We will see you guys on Thursday. Until then, enjoy the rest of our fan team, and we'll have a good night. God bless. Y'all be easy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.